So our Big Questions sermon series is continuing through the summer. Next week, we're going to look at the question, does prayer really work? And then the week after that, we're going to look at the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Or maybe the reverse of that, why do good things happen to bad people? But we'll take a look at that question. This week, we are taking a look at the question, when will the world end? We hear about it. We hear about the end times. We hear it sort of described as the apocalypse. I can't even remember how many movies have been made about sort of the end of the world in a nuclear winter, or we like boil away because of global warming, or my favorite is the asteroid is coming that's, you know, gonna cause us all to be extinct. Okay, if you do a Google search of when will the world end, it will boggle your mind. There's some weird stuff out there. You remember there was the cult of the people that thought the world was going to end, and the aliens were going to come, and they all had like new tennis shoes, and there's just some weird things out there. And then, do you remember 2012? I had forgotten about this. The Mayan calendar ended on 12/21/12. The world was going to end because the Mayans couldn't count any higher or something. There's actually a new cycle in their calendar. And I mean, there was a lot. There were actually people that were very anxious about it. I remember going to sleep on 12/21/12, wondering if I would wake up in the morning. Well, I did. Didn't make any special plans, and I really wasn't all that surprised to wake up on December 22nd, 2012. The other thing that people claim may happen to the Earth is the asteroid, those things. I mean, we don't know. There's all kinds of ways. And people have been trying to figure out when the world is going to end, really since we could first think and speak and talk. It's been something that people have talked about a lot. Jesus does have a little something to say about this. Not a lot. This is not the focus of Jesus' message. But he does, in a couple of places, give us some information about that. And so we're going to look at the Gospel of Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 34 through 44. So hear these words. And Jesus is talking to his disciples. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would have not let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. There's a whole lot packed in there, isn't there? So Jesus spends all of chapter 24 talking about the return of the Son. The return of Jesus. And he's trying to help the disciples understand this. So our passage begins with this puzzling phrase. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all of these things have come to take place or have taken place. I have to tell you, I have read a plethora of scholars on this particular passage. I mean, the truth is, the generation that heard Jesus speak have, in fact, passed away. And so you read all of this, and scholars go through some sort of really interesting mental gymnastics to try to say this generation's still around. And the bottom line is, the scholars really don't have an answer as to exactly what this means, that this generation will not pass away until these things happen. I mean, it's really kind of a mystery. There's not an answer that people can really rally around that is a consensus. It's something that scholars continue to argue today. And there really is no pat answer. And I don't know what the author's intent was, but it's clear to me that the more important words was that Jesus said that the heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never. Jesus is telling us that his teachings will stand forever. Heaven and earth may go away, but the lessons that he has left for us will never stop. His teachings are a permanent truth. Other things may come and go, but not the things that I have taught you. Jesus goes on to say that no one knows when the end of the world is going to be. Not even the Son. So he's saying, not even I know when the world is going to end. That's hard for us. I mean, we like to know things. A lot of us really like to know what to expect. The idea of change makes some of us break out in rashes. And the idea of not knowing what to expect can make us crazy. But Jesus is telling us, none of your business. God knows. And the rest of this passage is really about, you need to be busy about my work. So he talks about the days of Noah. You remember what was happening in the days of Noah? Basically, the world was so messed up that God decided he was going to start over. And Noah packs up the ark with all the animals and starts all over. And so he's saying, and so it will be like the days of Noah when the Son of Man returns. And then there's this weird passage that he gives us about these two women. One will be working in the field and poof, one is gone. One will be grinding corn and whoosh, one is gone and one remains. This sounds a little bit like the rapture or the book series Left Behind that came out, you know, I guess it was the early 2000s. It's interesting. But the truth of it is, the rapture is not in the Bible. The truth of the idea of a rapture is it was sort of worked out from passages in the Bible. This particular one is one. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 is one. Some from the prophet Joel, where he talks about, and some other Old Testament prophets where they talk about the day of the Lord. So this was kind of really sort of worked out by a guy named John Darby. He was an Irish preacher. And he kind of worked this theory out about this pre-tribulation rapture of the followers of Jesus. And it was sort of interesting because he had done some work with it. It was sort of getting some traction. And then a guy named Scofield put out a book that is called a Scofield Bible. You can go to Amazon and order one right now. But it was sort of like the very first study Bible. Not just the texts, but notes on it. And Scofield picked up this notion by John Nelson Darby about a pre-tribulation rapture. So the whole rapture thing doesn't show up, at least as a complete idea in Scripture. It was something that was sort of worked out by this John Darby guy in the late 1800s. I don't want to rain on anybody's pre or post idea of rapture. I mean, the truth is, it's a mystery as to how all of this is going to go down. What I know is that the Son of Man is returning, and I want to be ready. That's what I know. I know that Jesus has told me it's really none of my business as to when the world is going to end. It will happen when it happens. I mean, people have spent a lot of time and mental energy and effort trying to calculate when the world is going to end. My personal thinking is it's a waste of time. You could be doing something else much more productive for the kingdom than sitting around ciphering and worrying about when the world is going to end. Jesus was real clear. We don't know. You're not gonna know. Only God the Father knows. My dad always had a saying, just put your head down and work hard. Don't worry about the stuff that's happening around you. And I think that's really part of what this message is telling us as followers of Jesus. Is put your head down and work hard. In verse 42, he says, "Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." And then he gives the example about the homeowner's not going to get broken into if he knows when the bad guy's coming, right? Our passage concludes with this: "Therefore, you must be ready." Jesus is saying that you just need to be doing what I've told you to do. And that will make you ready. We should be worrying about being the hands and feet of Jesus in our community and in our world. We should be worried about spreading the good news that salvation is available to all through faith in Christ. I mean, the real truth of the matter is that not one of us is promised even a tomorrow. I mean, the end of the world is going to come, or the end of our time on this world is going to come. And we, as followers of Jesus the Christ, need to be ready. We need to be prepared, because the truth of it is we could all get hit by the proverbial bus crossing the street. We have no promise of tomorrow. As a follower of Christ, we should always be ready, always doing the work of Jesus in this world. Sharing the good news, loving others as we love ourselves, caring for the widows and the orphans, the poor and the hungry, worrying about the end of the world, none of your business. Your job is to be ready. Jesus is coming. Don't know when. But my question for you today is, are you ready? Are you ready for that day in which the Lord comes to us, or we come to Him? Are you ready? Because Jesus is coming. Let us pray. Gracious God, what a privilege it is to be your hands and feet in this community. Father, help us to reach out in love and grace to those in our community that don't know the good news, that don't know that salvation and forgiveness and eternal life is available to the world. Father, we ask that you would make us bold to be in our community. We ask that you would make our church a beacon of your love and your grace for people in this community to experience through us. Father, help us to not worry about the when. Help us to worry about the what and the how. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.